This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Let's play a little real or fake. A little real or fake. We do it every Tuesday. I say a statement. You let me know if it's real or fake. I'm going to start with your ass, Tyler.
I like the way you said that.
The Big Ten Conference will continue to be the best conference in college football in 2025. Real or fake?
Well, that's assuming that you think they were the best conference in college football in 2024.
They were.
So, history, recent history, multiple years upon years, would say otherwise. So, I'm going to go fake on this one.
You're going fake? You think the SEC will take back?
They might have something to say about
the crown of being the best conference in best conference in college football. I did see some preseason rankings. In terms of how people see the SEC going, and many people believe the best quarterback in the SEC and potential Heisman Trophy winner is the kid at South Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I saw South Carolina finishing in the 9th spot.
The Cox!
when they put out the best team. So you might have the best quarterback and be the 9th best team in the conference. So you say fake. You think the SEC will get back to being the best conference?
Well, in all seriousness, I say fake just because, I mean, I'm going to take the field in this case, and it's very possible, given some squads and other conferences around college football, that no, they are not the best.
Yeah, it's only one other conference that's going to be in the conversation.
You never know.
It certainly is not the ACC and the Big 12.
That's fair.
And the Mountain West is not coming for it's not coming for grabs or whatever this new Pac-12 is. Clint, real or fake, the Big Ten will continue to be the best conference in college football in 2025?
No, I think it's fake.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you think they were the best last year?
I think you can argue that they were the best based on the final results and how many teams got in.
They won the last two national championships.
But we've got to get into the path you take to get there. I mean, like, I would never knock the Indiana Hoosiers, but the path they took to get there is I mean, oh my God, absolutely ridiculous, right? And, well, but that's when you start talking about being like, we can't. But to me, when we're talking about conference strength, right? It's like, I don't want to hear about Alabama. I don't want to hear about Georgia. I don't want to hear about Michigan. I don't want to hear about Ohio State. Every conference has the Clemson, Florida State, the Pac-12 had USC and Oregon who would carry them. Everybody's got the two or three teams at the top that would carry them. To me, when you start talking about the strength of a conference, it's about the middle of the pack. And there's no doubt about it. I think the Big Ten is
USC is fighting for their lives right now. Lincoln, and that's a middle of the pack that used to run.
Yep.
You know, when you bring in Washington, Oregon, and SC.
But Oregon came in and won the whole damn thing, right? So it's like,
But then Ohio State won the whole thing,
correct.
Right?
Yeah. So it's one of those where, to me, it's if you're discussing the strength of a conference, it's about how how good and how deep is the middle of the pack, right? In Indiana, having a huge year last year for the Big Ten, it goes a long way in that discussion. SMU, you know, and the ACC goes a long way in that discussion. When those kind of teams step up and come out of nowhere and make runs, it's obviously helps your conference. But I look at their conference and I just can't get there with the Big Ten. You know, so I'm gonna go fake news, Ron. Fake news.
Yeah, I'm gonna say real. I just think those Pac-10 teams or Pac-12 teams that they took in, and it seemed like they took damn near all the good ones. They took the Washington, Oregon, SC in there. That has added to that middle. Because right is. Is Penn State potentially the best team in the country? I mean, I think they're up there with Drew Aller, their quarterback. Like this has got to be the year for James Franklin.
Yeah,
they're going to be preseason top three, I would assume. I just think when you add it, I think that is what the SEC, as you've said for years, they're what 5-4 to 8 or to 10 has been so much stronger. I think adding, you know, USC and Washington and Oregon and UCLA has made that strengthen. So, like a team like Illinois that was ranked a lot last year, mm-hmm. you know, is down towards the bottom of that thing. So, it's getting top heavy and getting more stronger in the middle there. So, I'm gonna say it's real. All right, real or fake? Dak Prescott will finish above C.J. Stroud in the MVP voting this year. Real or fake?
Weak-ass Cowboys.
Oh, man. I'm going to say, wow, that's a tough one. I don't think either one of them will. But
Tyler, is it tough for you, Tyler? He's staring. The look he gave you.
I'm staring at you the same way the answer's staring you in the damn face. Hell no! Yeah. It's fake.
It's fake, he said.
I mean, you're talking about a guy that's, I mean, just a stat stuffer. You're talking about a guy that's got Pickens,
2 years ago,
and,
he
Pickens
was second.
And CeeDee Lamb and an up-and-coming tight end that's pretty damn good.
What's your point?
Will they win enough games? Well, but that's the other thing is both players, will they win enough games to be serious contenders and –
He's a Cowboy.
Well, even if Dallas
does, they both have stories.
Like if Dallas doesn't win a bunch of games, it's not going to be because the offense doesn't move the ball and score points, which hasn't been a problem for them when Dak is healthy. So
I don't have time to have a bad time.
I'm going
to
say yes. I'm going to say I'm going to say real.
You're going to say real.
Dak so is going to finish it. Yes, I'm going to say yes. Like I think the approach. Look, I think the approach here in Houston is going to be ball control, play great defense, and stick to your head coach's guns.
Ooh.
Let your young OC come around. Let your young wide receivers come around.
Nick Cayley, Brian Schottenheimer taking over.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the deal. So yeah, I would say Dak finishes ahead.
Because here is the thing, because clearly Tyler is on the it's fake. Here is the thing. If both of them play well, I think both of them will get a lot of credit for them playing well. Right? Like if their offenses and their teams play well, I think both CJ and Dak will get a lot of credit for their playing. Now, I do think Dak's probably got more weapons right now or more known, reliable weapons that we would know going into it right now. I will say fake. I think CJ is playing with less than Dak is.
Yep.
God bless, brother.
And I feel like CJ's high moments are going to be seen more than CJ's low moments, and I think all of Dak's moments are going to be seen. You know what I mean? Like it's all going to be talked about with Dak, low or high moments. I think more times than not, you're going to hear about CJ's high moments as much as their low moments. Now, if they go out there and win 12 games, if Dallas wins 12 games.
In that division?
If they win 11 games, Dak is going to be, it's going to be pushed up.
Yeah.
Like he's going to get pushed up. Again, like we said, 2 years ago, the last time he played a healthy season, it was Lamar Jackson and then him. in the MVP race. They were 1-2 in the MVP race. All right. Last one, late night eating, Tyler, going to you. I'm choosing tacos over burgers every time.
Ooh, that's fake for me. Depends on the day, the moment, how I'm feeling, what I'm craving. I can go either direction, just very dependent on the day and the time and what's happening.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That is 100% real. I don't want nothing to do with a hamburger at 2 a.m. I want 82 tacos, and I don't care where you get them from. The taco stand, Taco Bell, Jack in a Box. Give me 82 of them joints.
I go for tenders, too.
Tender eating Tyler.
If you tell me right now, if Trill Burger was wide open at 1 a.m.,
dude.
Oh.
A smash burger
I think
at that
I'm
time?
Going that over Jack in the Box.
I would say,
the tacos. I think I'm going that over the tacos.
I could be talked into it, but if somebody sat here right now and said, hey, 5 days this week, we're going to eat at 2 o'clock in the morning, I want tacos. It's not going to be burgers.
I'm just saying if there is a strong taco stand right there or Trill Burgers right there, them smash burgers and everything, you're going tacos.
Going tacos.
I think
I'm going burgers.
And I think it depends on the day. But I will say in my life experience, what I've gone through to this point in life, I've definitely eaten Jack in the Box tacos late night more than any other.
I have done it both.
Like easily way more than any other late night fast food.
Have you ever had the Jack in the Box taco conversation when you're just hammered and you're smashing Jack in the Box tacos and somebody walks in and goes, hey, what kind of meat is that? And you're like, It don't matter, bro.
The tasty ass can.
You ain't killing my buzz. Get the hell out of
that
here.
That thing is running down. All right, come on.
Fun story too, Jack in the Box tacos almost killed me. I'll fill you in later.
Coming up next, legitimate. Why Jack in a Box tacos almost killed Tyler Milner. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.